1970. This is Madeline Davis interviewing Joan, September 11th, 1978. So, we have to keep track of the time.
Yeah.
All right, this is half an hour. What time is it now? Okay, you want to clear up there?
Definitely. <That's
laughs> All right, it seems to me that you said on the tape that you did for the class that when you were younger, you approached women as if they were only a piece of ass. And it's only since you're older that you have become wiser and approach them differently. Now, you say that was erroneous, that you never approached women that way?
Okay. Never.
Go ahead.
No, I wasn't an aggressive type person anyway, so I didn't just come on and say, hey, baby, kind of stuff. I mean, I never did that, and so that's why that just doesn't sound.
It sounded weird to you.
Yeah.
I may have misunderstood what they said. I'll go back and listen to that tape. But yeah, you said that you were what was it? You were a punk. You said that you weren't really aggressive with women. I never made passes. I was too shy. Butches made passes, but I was a punk. I was a butch, but a punk. What's a punk?
Well, that's it. I never asked for anybody's phone number. I never asked, could I come over to the house? Or somebody else, some woman always asked me. You know, I was always kind of just, well, even when I was hanging out a lot, people used to, approach me and give me their phone numbers and that kind of stuff. And I would never go up to somebody and say, hi. No way.
Why do you say you were a punk? Is that a derogatory term you're using?
Because I wasn't the butch type, some of those macho guys.
Oh, I see. Well, another thing we're trying to get is what terminology means. And there were two words that you used that I don't hear used too often. We have come across the term butch and femme a lot to talk about, people in a role-playing relationship, or it looks like a role-playing relationship. Mm-hmm. But you use the word dames and studs. Is that the same thing, or is it different?
Same difference.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, and in the black community, people were studs, not bitches.
Uh-huh.
And dames is new. I just started saying dames.
Oh, that's not a
No, it's studs and femmes.
Studs and femmes. Uh-huh. But and those femmes was used in both the white and black community.
Right.
Uh-huh. Tell me about the black gay community. Was there a separate one? Is there a separate one now?
It from what I can see now, I don't hang out that much now, so I don't know what the whole story is, but it is a whole different. Even now, it's different, and back in the good old days, it was certainly different. Yes.
When you first came out, did you come out in that black community?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
20 or 30 people simultaneously, really.
Came out.
Everybody in my senior class. The people that came out were.
What year is this?
This was, I graduated from high school in 60.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, the people that came out were people that I was in high school with, and most of them that I was in high school with, I went to grammar school with, or I lived on the same street or the next street. So,
where'd you go to school?
Grammar school went to 31 and high school was in Eastland.
Okay.
So it was, everybody knew each other. You knew their families or their cousins or their brothers, and it was He was so great. And that's like when I graduated from high school and hung out for those couple of years before I got a job, it was the same people hung out every night. You know, we went out every night into some bar every night, and it was a party every weekend. It was just the same people. So we had, it wasn't all these cliques and stuff. You know, it was, if somebody was going to go out, like you made 20 phone calls, you know, and 20 people came out, or we met on the corner. That's when, you know, we used to walk up and down the street 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. You didn't worry about people mugging you or something, you know?
Yeah.
And
what bars did you go to, do you remember?
God. See, one of them was 557.
What street was that?
That was even before they built the expressway. That's how long ago it was, right? It was on the corner of Hickory and Cherry. We just tore it down. And they were building the expressway, and we used to, like, walk down there getting high. When it was safe to get high on the street. Yeah.
And you were, what, 18 then? Now, you came out with this group of people that you went to high school with. But there was already an existing gay community someplace.
Right.
A black gay community someplace?
Yeah.
And that community you found in the 557?
Yeah, in other bars, and then started going to parties. You know.
How did you meet other gay people, you know, that you didn't go to high school with? It?
Well, those people who were our age now, right? You know, we used to call them forefathers.
Uh-huh.
And we met them in bars, and we started going to parties, and they were just, and they also lived around too, you know, like on the next street.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's people that you had seen like around, just thought they were kind of strange, you know, but just the local yokels.
Mm-hmm. So there was a black gay community going. Did you also know about a white gay community that existed?
Yeah. Because when I guess I was a junior in high school, and do you remember Jerry Jones?
Uh-huh.
Well, she used to do these, what do you call them, at the Little Harlem, the shows.
Oh, yeah.
These drag queens. So me and my friend used to go to her house, and this is when I was wearing lipstick. Oh my God,
secret.
So we went to her house one night.
Were you a femme then? Or
I was just a person.
Out?
I was a teenager, yeah. Right. I wasn't,
uh-huh.
I wasn't
okay.
Out. I hadn't even considered it. So one night she took us to this bar on Genesee. Across from Seagull, isn't that Oak? It's right on the corner. It was the 132 or something.
132, right, that was south.
She took us there and it was like, it was a white one. And so this is before I was even gay, so I mean I knew there was some white folks somewhere doing the same stuff.
Yeah. Doing the same stuff. What were your feelings about seeing a different community doing the same stuff? Well, you weren't in a gay community at the time, right?
Right.
You knew a few people, but you weren't like really running around in a gay community. Mm-hmm. So you didn't have much to compare it with at that
time. No, it was just, it's like doing a kiss and take, oh my word.
Uh-huh. What'd you think?
Oh my word. Yeah, I mean I wasn't shocked though, I kind of grabbed it.
when you finally did come up and start hanging out, it was with the black community. And, of course, at the time you knew there was a white community, did the communities mix at all? Were there people who functioned in both? Or go back and forth?
I'm trying to think when, we used to go to Simbora behind City Hall. Like, I think at the times, I don't know.
It's another number, like the 225, 245,
something.
Yeah.
I don't know which it was during that time. I'm sure I went to some white bars. I can't remember if it was in that time period. It's been a while.
Yeah. How did you feel? Did you go, you didn't go alone.
20 that was at least.
20, okay. Now, was there a reason for 20 people going and not one or two?
No, people, I mean, that's how we went out.
You went out any place then?
Yeah, I mean, it was just a bunch of us hanging out.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel being in was it a predominantly white bar?
Yeah.
How did it feel? Were there tensions? Was there... Do people treat you differently? Do you feel differently?
Not in that way.
Okay. Do you remember when you might have felt that for the first time? Or have you never felt it?
There was one bar. Downtown somewhere like...
Really down? You still walking from here?
No, that's Eagle.
That's Eagle.
No, it was before that. It was guy, you know, he used to go to Joanne, Big Joanne.
Yeah.
I mean, that was maybe it was on Ellicott and... Division or
Johnny
Alpha? No, it's down, we don't further. Like around the old post office building.
The Midtown, the Chesterfield.
One of those.
Yeah.
One of those.
That's really old. It's late '50s.
Yeah. That was kind of got the feeling that they didn't want you in there. You know, we only went there like a few times. In fact, that's when that night I went to jail, that's what that was about.
Okay. It was a racial incident?
It was something that happened, I guess, the night before or something. We were going back down there to fight.
Uh-huh.
I was going to watch. We were going to fight. I was never going to fight. Yeah. It was something that happened.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I was 18 when I was 18. Some of the bars, some of the people, guys. Some of the stuff that happened was just so typically racist that it was so ridiculous. I mean, it was like when black studs were coming to bar, people would just kind of put their arms around their women and stuff. You know, like...
But you mean the white?
Yeah.
Like, white bitches.
Yeah, they were just coming there to snatch up their women. Yeah, I mean, it was so stupid. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what most of it was about. You know, couldn't talk to them, couldn't Well, you could, but, you know, people didn't like it.
What about interracial couples in the community? How did you see them treated or...
Just by seeing.
You didn't see any?
Back then, I didn't... I didn't see any. There was...
I was talking to one woman who's, well, I guess she's in her 40s. Anyway, what she said about racial tensions in the community was, in the 50s and early 60s, she said, and even now, she said, most of the time, they'll go to bed with you a few times, but they won't go with you, and they sure won't take you home and introduce you to their parents.
What, white women?
Do you agree with that? I mean, usually.
Then or now?
Either. Either, both, you know, choose.
I'm sure it was true then.
Uh-huh.
Now?
Do you think there's more relaxation about that now? Do you think there's more integration now?
Well, since I've only been a white woman in the last few years of my life.
I know, but can you separate that from what you see in general in the community? Because I ask you about your own relationships, too.
I can't speak on that, because I don't...
You haven't really watched very much.
I haven't been around. I've been in school.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what's... I don't know...
Yeah.
Like, I haven't even hung out in the black community, unless, you know, any community in the last few years.
There still is, like, a viable black gay women's community going on.
Sure.
That white people don't see most of the time, that white lesbians don't get to see.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of... I see that there are fairly obvious class differences in the lesbian community. There's always them and us, you know. No matter who you are, there's always them and us somewhere. Do you see a class difference in the black community? Or did you then when you were hanging out?
No. Everybody is.
Uh-huh.
Same difference. The only difference was age difference. That made difference, because the older guys thought we were just kind of silly, really compatible with 20 years old, you know what I mean? But other than that.
Yeah. You've observed the white gay community now for a number of years. You functioned in a predominantly white gay community, white lesbian community, anyway, for how many years now? What are the kinds of divisions that you see in that community, like? Class divisions or age divisions? I see class.
Mostly class.
Well, can you characterize what the groups look like with the different cliques or sets? You know.
Well, in my 6 years here, everything I have seen. University lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Okay. What does that look like? And I know that you know that people are individuals, but I guess, you know, trying to speak in broad terms, what does that mean?
That means people who... See what's up. That means people... to me that means, from where I come from, it means people who try to politically be a lesbian, who theoretically thought it was correct at the time, in actuality, they don't practice.
Now you say that in the past tense. You think the university lesbians used to be that way but aren't, or are still there?
Well, I think probably some of them still are, but I also think that from some that I've seen, it has to do with, I think people try to be political. University people try to be political, and it's fine. But when it comes to relationships, that is not the story. And I think some people try to politicize their relationships too much to fit some rhetoric. Mm-hmm. I think it doesn't. But political stuff can work when there's emotions involved. Because emotions, how can you tell how you're going to feel about something, you know? And then, I mean, can you stop and say, wait, this is not politically correct for me to act on it. Yeah. I mean, you can be conscious of not treating somebody like shit. But sometimes you're going to punch somebody in the mouth, you know what I mean? So I think some of them just went kind of overboard and trying to, of something simple, you know, like, let's talk about this in terms of, you know.
All right, what other kinds of groups have you seen? Well, the white gay community.
Well, the old dykes, the old school, the old school dykes. Chuck Jarvis. Some of those guys were...
Are these all butches that you're talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking about the butches and their women. Well, they were really like into... being real male. You know? And it was, you know, hard drinking, hard like... and foot stomping kind of, you know. Those kind of folks, and they have these little adoring dames on their arms.
Are they still around, or are there fewer of them? Or?
Well, I'm sure some of those people are still around and will never change. I don't care what kind of liberation comes through here.
Yeah.
Then there's...
I want to get back to the old school dykes.
Yeah.
I kind of get a feeling that the old school dykes you're talking about are mostly witches. Are there femmes around too? Are there still femmes like that around?
Well, if there's witches around, it's got to be femmes probably.
I'm asking that question for a reason, because it seems to me that so far the people we've interviewed have said, yeah, there's still a lot of some of those butches around with the same attitudes, where the femmes go. And somebody said, well, the femmes either became butches or they went back in the closet and they're straight now. It seems like most of those femmes have disappeared off the face of the earth. And we don't know where they went. Do you agree with that? Do you disagree with that? Do you have no idea?
That sounds possible.
That they disappeared?
Yeah.
How come femmes disappear? After a number of years, what happens to femmes?
Well, that's really true, because even in the black community, there are old dykes that, you know, been around for 3,000 years, and some of the older femmes are gave it up and got married or got nothing, but just left the scene.
Why?
I think some reason, just like some of these people that got saved and all that kind of crap, was because I think some of those older people thought that what they were doing wasn't right anyway. Because I can remember somebody told me one time, she said, well, I forgot what we were talking about, she said, blah, blah, blah. And you know what we're doing is not right anyway. You know, like, so, like, you had to pay some dues or whatever happened to you, it was supposed to happen because you were living wrong, you know, like, morally wrong or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think that has a lot to do with it.
But how come it happened to films? To a much greater extent, it seems, than it happened to witches.
Well, the witches that were witches and wore men's clothes and hung out and did all these neat things, I'm sure their lives were, I mean, they were always witches no matter where they went. If the femmes hung out by themselves, they just looked like regular people. I mean, they were freer to move.
They could pass.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, unless they were with their boyfriend.
Sure.
Yeah,
right.
So.
Mm-hmm.
And some witches were like diehards. I mean, they just were not.
But femmes aren't so stubborn about being gay? Think femmes have a different attitude about being gay?
I think some of the femmes who were with real hard witches treated those witches like men anyway, so it wasn't like
they weren't really lesbian.
Yeah, they were just, you just had a guy with wrong organs or something.
Mm-hmm.